Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 728 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Joshua.
Hi, Pat. My name is Joshua, and I'm from Vancouver, Canada. My website is informationtechnologytraining.biz. I actually came across your podcast way back in 2009, and I've been a fan ever since. My question is this. Recently, I've been needing to get a few domain names. I've always thought that I needed to get a separate hosting plan for each domain name that I got, but evidently, I figured it out today that all I needed was one domain name with a main hosting plan, and then park my other domain names into that hosting plan. I understand structurally, like, or directory-wise, it's gonna be a subfolder of the main domain. I was wondering what your thoughts are on this, how it gets affected SEO-wise, or what you would do, if this is even advisable. Yeah, and more power, and thank you very much for everything that you do.
Hey, Joshua, thank you so much for the question. It's really funny that you mentioned this, because when I first started out, I thought the exact same thing. I thought every single new domain name that I wanted, and I wanted different domain names because I wanted to try different businesses, and I wanted to do different niche sites or have all those kinds of things. And I thought everyone had to be a completely brand new hosting package. And that's totally untrue. You can have different domains served on one hosting plan. You can have it done that way. And it would be advisable when you're first starting out to perhaps start out that way so that you don't have to spend a lot of money on different hosting plans just for each and every separate domain name that you have to offer. And you're right, it would be the subfolders from the main domain, but the online world SEO that actually, in my own eyes and from my experience, that doesn't matter. It's treated as if it was a completely different website. You just want to make sure that the domain name is just standalone. It just happens to be hosted on the same server. Now, that being said, as much as you could save money doing that, there are some cons against doing that. So that there are some reasons for not doing that. For one, if you have all these different businesses on the same hosting account, they're all tied together. And if they have different kind of entities involved, then that's going to be kind of a mix up, and you might lose sort of some of the structural legal kind of aspects of having these kinds of different businesses and entities if they're all on the same host. You want to, at least for every different entity that you have, business structure or business that you have all those hosted on different hosting accounts, so that they're each paid by the different companies, and you know they bill those different companies separately. And you want to separate all your different businesses, basically. But obviously, I would just, for those starting out, I would just start with one business, and you wouldn't probably have to worry about that. The other thing to worry about, however, if you don't want to do, kind of going back to the question earlier, you know, for me, when I first started out, I had different business ideas, but they were all kind of under the same serial entity, which was Flindustries. And then some of them have branched out, and we've had to get new hosting accounts for those because they you know, I had partners come in, on board, and we started a partnership, and those kind of broke away from Flynn Industries. This is like foodtrucker.com. But anyway, the other part about this is if one of those sites gets hacked, or if that server gets hacked, all those sites go down at the same time, and that's not good. And that has happened to me in the past. In March of 2013, smartpassiveincome.com was being hosted on a VPS server. This was after I moved away from Bluehost. I started on Bluehost with Smart Passive Income and several other domains. I still have many domains on Smart Passive Income, on Bluehost. But I moved Smart Passive Income out of Bluehost because I just kind of outgrew it. It was growing so fast. I needed something that was just much faster and can hold all that traffic. And then I went to what was kind of the in-between shared hosting solution, which is what Bluehost offered, and a dedicated server. So I had a VPS server. Well, I had started to host a number of my different websites on there because it was a lot faster, and some of my main sites were on there, like greenexamacademy.com and securityguardtraininghq.com, which a lot of you know, and smartpassiveincome.com, of course. And then I had gotten attacked. It was a DDoS attack, and it was quite bad, to a point where that server went down for over a week. It was about a week and a half. And to make it even worse, I was actually not even at home. I was on travel, and so I had to deal with it while I was in San Francisco filming for my book, Let Go. And, man, it was just such a nightmare. And all of those sites that I had just mentioned were down, and those were my top-earning websites. And I had lost, in about a week and a half, an estimated earnings of over $15,000 in potential earnings that I lost. And I actually recouped some of it through the insurance that I had because I was attacked, and the insurance did cover that. But it was still just a hassle, and I went off those servers. That was servint.net, S-E-R-V-I-N-T.net. And I know now that they've put in certain things into place because of that particular attack, that to make sure that doesn't happen again. So I'm glad that other people aren't going to be affected in the same way I was because of what happened to me. But it was too little too late for me on them. And currently I'm on Linode, and which is linode.com, which is a more advanced server that my server I hired a guy to do all this for me and keep the website secure and all that stuff. So anyway, that's where Smart Passive Income lives now. But yeah, when you're just starting out, if you want to get a few domains, you can just go through that same hosting account that you have. And I think if you're on Bluehost, for example, it's just $10 extra to include a new domain name on that particular hosting server that you have. And yeah, you can just hold them there for a while. You're able to move them around later if you'd like. But it's a little bit more complicated. But your server and host should help you do that once you want to start moving things around if you wanted to. But yeah, you can build different websites, and they can all live in the same server, and they will all look like completely different websites. And as far as from an SEO perspective, they'll be just treated as different websites too. In my experience. So hopefully that answers your question. Joshua, best of luck to you. Thank you. And I'm glad you're learning this lesson now instead of hundreds of domains down the road. Take care. And I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here is a quote that is one that I could not find whoever said it, so it is from anonymous or unknown, but that is, don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. I love that. Thanks so much. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.